From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Despite their best-laid plans, the Idaho legislature did not go home on Friday after some stumbling blocks like the budget for the Idaho Transportation Department, which got shot down by lawmakers. So what happens now? Well, legislators plan to come back to the Boise State House tomorrow, so we wanted to know what it will take to get them home. So joining us now is our political reporter, James Dawson. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, Gemma, happy 85th legislative day.
Who's counting except for you, right? Exactly. So, Jimmy, give us the short version. Why didn't they go home on Friday?
Well, so as you mentioned, the ITD budget had this particular clause in it that would have blocked the sale of the downtown Boise campus over on State Street. And that was a big, you know, prerogative of House Speaker Mike Moyle. Meanwhile, Senate Pro Tem Chuck Winder, who was a former ITD board chair, did everything in his power to block it, and he was successful. So once that got shot down, then JFAC has to meet, redo the bill, and then it has to go back through the whole process once again.
So, Jimmy, can you explain for our listeners who may not understand this part, but within our Constitution, our legislature has to have a balanced budget, correct, by the end of every session?
They do. By the end of every fiscal year, which the last day of every fiscal year is June 30th. So, I mean, theoretically, they still have a couple more months if they want to, you know, drag it out even longer. But yeah, that is the one thing that they have to do before they leave Boise for the rest of the year.
Okay, so what do they still need to do then? I mean, I'm assuming they have some budgets they have to get to.
They do. They still have several budgets. Many of them have passed one chamber or the other, but they just need the second chamber's approval. So that ITD budget needs to get reworked by the Joint Finance and Appropriations Committee. Then also a couple budgets related to the Department of Health and Welfare when state senators shot down that extra money for summer EBT program for needy kids to keep them fed over the summer. Those still have to go through the process. And then just some, you know, tangential other budget bills hanging out there, like I said, that just need approval by one or the other.
Okay. So, Jimmy, can you explain to us what the what is the good idea theory? And I'm just saying that. And how it's impacting the end of the session.
Yeah, that's something I put in my newsletter. So I think that not necessarily coined, but the first time I heard it in relation to the legislature was last year by Representative Megan Blanksma. Basically, you know, you're sitting on the floor, you're going through all of these bills that have been steadily stacking up for the entire session, but you don't take them up for one reason or the other, and you've got a lot of time to think. And so the good idea fairy just kind of smacks you with inspiration, and you get, you know, a bug to create this new bill that you want to rush through and get through the process quickly. So that's why we see, you know, a lot of new bills coming at the very tail end of session. Most of them don't go through, but sometimes for whatever reason, they get some kind of traction with leadership who wants it to really go through the whole process.
And does it kind of slow down the process though, Jimmy, by having these good idea fairies?
I mean, I kind of think so, and some other lawmakers think so as well, just because then you're forced to have these committee hearings, which, you know, take your time off the floor. They take attention off of any negotiations that are going on to release some hostage bills. I think that they can be distractions for sure.
And so what do lawmakers still want to do this session?
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on which of the 105 you want to talk to, but, like we heard in the newscast with Troy Oppie's report talking about the Texas-style immigration bill, I don't know how much Speaker Moyle wants to push that onto the Senate if he thinks that's a must-pass and he's willing to negotiate on something. If he wants to bring back something to block the sale of the ITD campus, that could potentially string things along even further, even though the Senate doesn't want to do it. So it could be a whole number of things, but I think that last week was hopefully the last big crescendo that we've seen, where they just wanted things to play out on the floor and let the chips lie where they may. So hopefully not too much else for the rest of the session.
So, Jimmy, as I mentioned in the opening, they are coming back. The legislators are coming back tomorrow to Boise. So when do you think they'll potentially go home? I mean, when will the session officially be over?
I wish I had a crystal ball, but
yeah,
if all of the things that I just talked about, you know, the ITD campus sale, the maybe a potential new University of Idaho, University of Phoenix bill. I haven't heard necessarily that one's coming, but I mean, that's a potential issue that could extend things even further. But I would imagine if things just have kind of fallen where they are going to this session, then they could wrap up pretty quickly this week. And they wouldn't necessarily fully signy die because they want to wait to see if the governor's going to sign some bills, and they kind of have to wait a few days for that. But most of the work could potentially be done this week.
Mm-hmm. So, Jimmy, talk to us in a little bit amount of time that we have left, really about the fact that many legislators were hoping to have wrapped up this session on March 22nd, then March 29th, which was last Friday, because a lot of that has to do with the fact that this is an election year and they want to get back to their districts, I'm assuming, to campaign for the May primary.
All 105 are up for election. Yeah. So they have now, a little bit more than a month and a half to do that. And that's a big priority, especially with several of them facing at least one primary challenger. Some have multiple primary challengers even. So that's a big priority. And they don't really have the time and attention to dedicate to that while they're in Boise, especially if you want to, go speak at things like Rotary Club meetings, Lions Club meetings, Chambers of Commerce events, stuff like that. So they do have motivation to get back to their districts.
And Jimmy, with the May primary only a month and a half away, I mean, even if they were to sign a die, let's say at the end of this week, you're shrinking that amount of campaign time. And I'm assuming, as you said, some of them have some decent challengers. And what do you think the impact of this session kind of continuing to go could potentially impact what we see on primary day?
It potentially could mean that they raise less money, right? Sure, they can mm-hmm. make phone calls, Zoom calls, whatever it is to donors. But if you're not... I think a lot of the checks come in when you're hosting these kind of more small, intimate events where people can get to know you face to face. So that time is limited. You don't have as many chances to go knock on doors to get your message out. And like I said, go to those events where a whole lot of people might see you, or even debate your primary challenge opponents to, sort of set yourself apart, right? So all of these things certainly could factor into that primary election.
But all we know at this point is they are coming back to Boise tomorrow to try to wrap up the session.
It's a big shoulder shrug, Gemma. We don't know.
Okay, well, we will all wait and see what happens. Jimmy, as always, we really appreciate all you do reporting down there at the legislature.
Thanks, Gemma.
We've been talking with our political reporter, James Dawson, about the hopefully end of the 2024 Idaho legislative session. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.